Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference call. Tonight, you'll be hearing from one of the foremost leaders in the company on identity theft, as well as from one of the top Platinum Executive Directors in Prepaid Legal and on our More Success Team. To begin our call and to introduce tonight's first guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and the leader for our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
You know, Randy, it is a real honor to introduce this gentleman tonight. He's always ready to step up to the plate. You know, he's a co-director of the Identity Theft Institute, and he's a licensed insurance agent in multiple states. And he's a co-author of four books on identity theft, including Silent Crime. He can be found the book can be found at the Prepaid Legal Supply Store, and he's a national instructor and corporate lecturer on identity theft. He's a designer and instructor for Iowa State University's newest class on identity theft. See, this guy's got so many things that he does, it's almost impossible to tell everything. He's a recipient of the 2007, 8, and 9 National Science Foundation at Iowa State University Center for the Information Protection Grant to study the effects of identity theft on the corporation on the behavior of the employees. He's one of the newest $100,000 ringers we got in Prepaid Legal. He's the executive director. He's a newly appointed regional vice president of Iowa and Nebraska for Prepaid Legal, and on and on and on. But mainly, he's a good friend of the More Success Team, and it's my honor tonight to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael McCoy. Mike, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. It is a true honor to be on your call tonight.
It's an honor to have you, sir.
And for all your team out there, they've got great leadership in this organization, and I know what you're striving to do is produce more leaders and more leaders, as many leaders as you can, and more $100,000 ringers. And I tell you what, there's no better team than be on, and the more success teams to have that happen. So congratulations to everybody on the call tonight, for being here and taking the time out of your schedule to be on this call and to follow these leaders and do what they do and to get what they got, and that's all you have to do. So, you know, Mr. Moore, as we spoke, you know, earlier, I was going to just kind of give you fill you in with some statistics first of all. So if everybody's got some pen and some paper, I'm going to fill you up with some statistics real quick. Not too much, but just enough to make you dangerous out there. Give you what's going on in the market today, and then kind of go through a few short minutes of what I do when I present Prepaid Legal and the Identity Theft, you know, a little bit of my success and in my presentation and how I was able to get the $100,000 ring, if that's okay. So what we'll start with is recently a report was released that reinforces the strong link between fraud and identity theft. It warns consumers that they should be more proactive. And it reads that the consumer should be more proactive when it comes to protecting their personal information from identity thieves. According to this 2009 identity fraud survey, a person who is a victim of a data breach is 4 times more likely to end up being a victim of identity theft. So if you're involved in a data breach if we did a survey on this call tonight with hundreds and hundreds of people, I don't know how many people were checking in on this call, thousands from across North America, we would see that probably around 75% to 80%, Mr. Moore, of the individuals on your call tonight have been part of a data breach. They've either received a letter from a company that they were involved in a data breach or that... some companies aren't required by law to send those letters out to individuals. So 75-80% of individuals on this call, whether you know it or not yet, have been part of a data breach. And remember, that means you're 4 times more likely to end up being a victim of identity. Now, what that tells us, again, is it goes back to what they say, and that is you've got to be more proactive when you're protecting your personal information from IDCs. And the way to do that is no better way than to start a monitoring service, begin to get that NHS service in place, and then have that service protected, wrapped around with a Prepaid Legal, and I'll explain why in a few minutes. More of the statistics that are going on right now, FTC top complaints. Number one for the ninth year now is identity theft, and the second is third-party and creditor debt collection. And within that top 10, not so much in this order, but within the top 10, we have bank lenders. These are complaints to the FTC. Bank lenders, internet services, credit bureaus and report users, and healthcare. So number one being identity theft, two being third-party and creditor debt collection, and then in the top 10, bank lenders, internet services, credit bureaus, and healthcare. Why that matters to us on this call today? Because there's one theme there, one thing that can help you in all these categories, in every one of the top 10, if I read them all to you, one thing that will help you in every single case, and that's the prepaid legal product with the identity theft inside it. You know, I always talk about identity theft inside kind of the middle piece, and that wall of protection that's surrounding that is the prepaid legal. And so with that prepaid legal product, you will be able to protect yourself against all these things, whether they have to do with identity theft or not. Now, how the victim's information is misused from 2006 to 2009, new accounts led with 12.3%. So 12.3% of the time, new accounts were opened. Again, we all know, preaching to the choir here, our product would have picked that up with the monitoring it and the early warning system. The existing accounts at 8%, and fraudulent tax returns filed at 12.2%. So just behind new accounts is fraudulent tax returns. That's what we have coming up here very soon is the tax season. And so, Kroll will help us with that if there are fraudulent tax returns. Prepaid legal and the attorneys will help us, and as well as, with the IRS audits when it comes to the tax returns as well. So a few more statistics. ID theft was the number one complaint, as I read, in the FTC for the last 9 years, with number one being Arizona. I heard some people on the call tonight from Arizona. Number two, California. Number three, Florida. Four, Texas. A lot of people from Texas on the call tonight. Those are moving, too, by the way. Texas is going to move up. Florida is going to move up. Georgia being number seven. And I have to bring up Iowa because that's where I'm from, is number 47. And I kind of wipe the sweat off my brow for that one. We're last, and that's a good thing, one of the last. Now, we have a new ID theft safeguard membership for the minors out, brand new out in September. That's really exciting because it's getting us back in the doors of current clients, both group clients and individual clients. It's a great door opener when it comes to getting back in there and talking to existing clients. It's also a great door opener just for brand new clients. That's the ID theft safeguard, where you add a dollar to the product and you virtually cover as many kids in your house. Of course, there are a few things, four for the monitoring, but all of them for restoration. So that's one additional dollar. And why that matters, because the ages is 18 and under are 8% of the complaints to the FTC. That's a big percentage. 18 and under being 8% of the complaints to the FTC were children or minors. And so, again, the importance of our product on the market today. Total of number of records containing sensitive personal information involved in security breaches in the United States since January 2005. You can find this on Data Breach Chronology in the back office, or I'll give you a website, my website, where you can find most of this information in a few minutes. But just in November and the beginning of December alone, we're looking at, first of all, since January 2005 to current, we have over 341 million individuals' records that contain sensitive personal information being breached in the United States alone. We're not talking Canada, we're not talking Europe, just in the U.S., 341 million people. Now, just to give you an idea what that covers, there's just roughly over 300 million people in the United States alone. So we've covered every single person and then some since 2005 to current. Just give you some of the areas. There are no states that are safe, no cities are safe. Since November to current, we've had Florida hit with a major one with Universal American Action Network. Nebraska being hit, New York, Maryland, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Wisconsin, Missouri, Indiana, Maryland, Nevada, Connecticut, Kansas, have all been hit with data breaches just since November. And so these numbers are crazy. Now, why all these statistics are important, you know, hopefully you wrote a few down, and you can go to my website at thesilentcrime.com, thesilentcrime.com, and I'll give you all that information. What I don't want, and you'll find that you don't want, is that you sit and research this all day long and that you become, you know, engrossed in researching identity theft and having these books and books and books of articles, taking all your time researching this subject and not out there doing what you're paid for. And where you make your money is out there selling this great product, a product that every single person, every person in the United States and Canada needs, and that's the prepaid legal with the identity theft product. I truly believe that. I write that in The Silent Crime, you know, prior to really getting in-depth involved with prepaid legal. I wrote my first two books. And true believer out of my research that, you know, that this is a must-have in the household. Come out of the insurance industry for 8 years, saw the trend coming. More and more of my clients were becoming victims of identity theft, throwing their hands up. You know, premiums of your auto policies are being, and your homeowner's policies are being judged on your credit score, which many of us don't know that. And how are you going to know your credit score if you don't begin a service like this, and how are you going to continue to monitor your credit score if you don't continue to have this product? And, of course, then I believe that absolutely every one of us is going to be a victim of identity theft. And when you are, I don't want you to only call Kroll or call your service provider on your identity theft product. You must call an attorney. Identity theft is first and foremost a legal issue. And that goes to just kind of to conclude here is, you know, to show you a long conclusion, but to show you how I present when I go in front of a group or an individual or an insurance agent or a banker. It doesn't matter who it is that I'm sitting down with. If it's kneecap to kneecap with my neighbor, I present this way. And I will begin, and a lot of times many of you have heard, you know, I just want to hear about identity theft. I don't want to hear, you know, I don't need the prepaid. I don't want to hear about the prepaid. That's fine. You should only be presenting this way, but you should only be presenting both products. And I present in a seamless manner. So how I present to you, if you're my client sitting next to me or across from me, I will open up the black brochure with the woman and the child on the front. I'll open that up and say, let me explain what our identity theft product does. And I begin to go into preventative legal services and the legal consultation and advice, letters and phone calls. And I tie that in with identity theft. You see, the phone calls will start to ring from the credit bureau or from the credit collectors, debt collectors. The letters will come in the mail from those debt collectors. You know, not always legal letters or not always legal phone calls. And many times if you're a victim, you know it wasn't you. But the debt collector doesn't, and he's saying, listen, deadbeat, just pay the bill. Well, I would like personally to be able to take that letter or to get that phone number and hand it over to my attorney and have them review that document or have them look at the phone call or maybe call them back on my behalf. So it's very important, the contracts and document reviews again. Then I move on from the wills. I kind of just skip that for a second, and I go into the trial defense, and I say in worst-case scenarios, if we get to that someone's going to sue us because all these letters talk about lawsuits, and, you know, we're going to sue you, or the phone call says, well, we're going to take you to court. You know, I would love to smile, sit back in my chair where that call comes in and smile, Mr. Moore, and say, would that be in civil court or criminal court? Because, you see, I know the answer to that. The answer would be it would be in civil court. And I would say, well, we might as well go to court because I have 60 hours already as a new client for prepaid legal. Or I already have 300 hours in the bank. I hope you do too. Okay, and so that would go to civil court. Then I move on to the brochure with the shield on the front, the identity theft shield with the fingerprint on front. And I say, we also will then begin to, we will give you your credit report, your credit score, do an analysis of that, continuous monitoring of your credit score. And then, in worst cases, we will do the restoration. So as our attorneys are working on your behalf, so is Kroll. And then I edify Kroll and tell him just a few short sentences of who Kroll is. Then I come back to prepaid legal, and I say, in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the legal shield. Bring that up. You know, talk about it. It's not all financial. Sometimes you'll get pulled over at 6 o'clock at night coming home or going out to dinner with your wife or your girlfriend or, you know, your a friend of yours. And don't always make it at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, on a Friday morning or Saturday morning and you're coming home. Well, you know, all I'd say to you is that's probably trouble anyways. You're going away at 6 o'clock to dinner with your wife. Law firms aren't open. We know that. It's hard enough to get an attorney on a Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So you get them at 6 o'clock. I'll get my attorney on the phone, and so will you because you have our product. And then it's included in all this stuff. You know, we'll do the will preparation. 70% of individuals don't have their wills, and you and your spouse, and update. Then go into motor vehicle legal services, and then really, you know, get into IRS audit services and move on with what's pertinent in your state, and finish it up with, you know, this wall of protection and get that in their head that they're seeing this identity theft piece with this wall wrapped around it of prepaid legal. And what that's doing is, see, I went into too many clients or too many insurance agents that said, I have a service like that, or we offer a service like that. And that's because I was just saying, you know, I was beginning with the identity theft and then going into prepaid, but if you begin with, we will give you a credit report and credit score, your client or potential client in their head saying, well, my credit card company does that, or my bank does that, I think my insurance agent does that. And you say, well, we'll monitor you. They're saying, I think those companies do that as well. Okay. And then we always found ourselves getting to the Kroll part and saying, yeah, but, you know, we have CIA agents and FBI agents and really selling Kroll rather than the product. And you shouldn't have to. If you begin with the prepaid legal product, which I think is the most important piece of this entire puzzle, is prepaid. And why I was so impressed when I wrote my books and was able to write what I did write without a bias, saying they are the best product in the world for identity theft is prepaid legal. If you begin with the prepaid and the legal consultation advice, letters and phone calls, nowhere. I challenge anyone on this call today to find another service that in your head you'd say, they do that. Or they will take my phone call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with an attorney from my state, from my provider firm on the other line. They will do the legal consultation and advice, the letters, the phone calls, the contracts and document reviews. They will give me the 60 hours or 300 hours or 75 hours in court the first year. Nobody in their mind can think that way. So what you've done is gotten rid of your entire competition, so-called competition. I don't believe you have competition, true competition out there in the world today, in the world, not just in North America. So you get rid of all your perceived competition from the beginning of your presentation. You should roll straight through, wow them with the price. Our price is unmatched when you really spell it out. And in The Silent Crime, the book, I do a two-page comparison chart of the industry, and that you'll see prices and price points and what other companies are offering in that book. And in Chapter 9, you'll see that. And when you see that, you'll blow them away with your price. You'll blow them away with your service and your product. And we will take over the lion's share of this market with prepaid legal. And so with that, Mr. Moore, really appreciate your leadership and your entire family's leadership. You got some great people on your team, like Mr. Harold Pinson. What a fantastic person that is as well. Many more on your team, I know, and I look forward to meeting down in Oklahoma City as well. And again, thank you, gentlemen, for allowing me to be on your call.
No, thank you, my friend, for being on the call. That book of yours, Silent Crime, I use that all the time. In fact, it's time for me to order some more of those. I always keep some of those in stock, and I often, if I go into a group, but they don't go into too many groups, but some of the older groups, they've got a new HR director or something, I stop by and say, I just want to give you this gift. It's a good acclaimed gift. It's just a great book, and I encourage anyone that doesn't have one to keep one for their own self, one for one thing, and then to keep one to give for a gift for a new group, or if they just got a friend they've just met or someone to get acquainted with. It's a good book just to use, just to have, just an introduction. It's a great book. I think everyone should have it. So we want to thank you for being on the call, Matt. You always do such a great job, and I'm sure Randy wants to say something, but I'll let him speak next. But thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. McCoy, for being on. We look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate that.
All right, sir.
Have a good evening.
All right. Our next guest speaker is a Platinum II Executive Director. He's a $250,000 ring earner, a Millionaire Club member. He started this his prepaid business just a little over 16 years ago this month. He's personally sold over 9,000 prepaid legal memberships. He's built an incredible organization, international organization, all across North America. He also has a special guest speaker that he will introduce. He's from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I want to welcome Mr. Kyle Kimbrell to the call. Kyle, are you on?
Yes, sir. Mr. Moore, can you hear me clearly?
I can. Kyle, first of all, I want to congratulate you. You know, the first Monday of every month, we do a special group training call just for our associates that are interested in group marketing, and you were the special trainer on that call at 8 p.m., an hour before this one. And I actually just want to tell you in front of everyone what an outstanding job you did and how much great information. In fact, I don't know how many people have told me already through texts and phone calls what a great call that was. So, again, congratulations on that. And I'll turn the time over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. I was honored to share some seeds with the team, whether it's group marketing, network marketing. I just love marketing prepaid legal services. It was great to hear from Mr. McCoy. I mean, I think two of the greatest moments in prepaid legal history since I've been involved is, one, when we introduced Players Club in 2001 in Vegas, and then secondly, when we introduced Identity Theft Shield in Vegas in 2003. I teach my team right now to lead with identity theft or the blast-off opportunity, mainly just from a marketing standpoint, that both are that the path of least resistance. And when there's less resistance, you know, that opens doors, or you can, the doors open bigger, there's more access. And so it's great to hear from Mr. McCoy, an expert. It's great to hear that he earned his $100,000 ring. Just remind the team, Silent Crime. .com, go to his website, get information, and view some of the blog that he's written over the last couple of years. Before I introduce the special guest speaker, I wanted to just remind the team on the director bonus. Again, every person on this team can be a director by the end of the month or help create another director on your team, if not multiple. I know many, just some of the names I heard that I've worked with personally, have many people are close, one, two, three recruits away. I never in the history of prepaid legal have I seen where they're offering $1,000 for reaching the top permanent position. So that's incredible. Never I've seen them make it to where you can reach it with two manager legs. It's nice to see them adapt to the economic times that is facing so many Americans today. So a little 11 recruits. So that is phenomenal opportunity. I did talk to the corporate today, and just they said that those that qualified at the end of the month, we had a big push of many people that made ED over the Thanksgiving weekend. That should be paid somewhere between, or actually they're saying probably Thursday. So I know there are many people that are waiting for the $1,000 bonus, so that should happen on Thursday, just an FYI. Also, for those that have reached it in December, like if you qualify this week, let's say, for director, it should be paid somewhere, let's say by Friday, somewhere between Tuesday and Thursday the following week, or the following week it's going to pay. So that's very important for those that are trying to get that $1,000 bonus. They're not going to have to wait for January or anything. So with that, now I wanted to take introduce a gentleman to share for about 4 or 5 minutes. Someone I've become very close friends with. He's only been on the team for about 10 weeks. He's new to prepaid legal, but he's not new to influencing lives and changing lives. I know I've had several of my associates that have attended his fear workshops. He's influenced people for success with their own belief systems, with changing marriages. He is a published author. He's a transformational speaker. He's founder of the president. Founder and president of Freedom Incorporated. He's been speaking in workshops for over two decades, spoke to 30,000 people. I actually saw him speak to a group of troubled teens here in Albuquerque, hardcore teenagers. It was neat to see the passion that he has for changing lives. He is the author of the book, The 24-Hour Champion, which is also the website, 24hourchampion.com. He's only been on prepaid legal, like I said, 10 weeks. He's going to talk about raising the bar. He made director in less than 2 weeks, personally recruited about 20-plus people. The director, 25, just broke another director line on his way to executive director from Albuquerque, Mr. Darshan Shanti. Darshan, are you there?
I am, Mr. Kimbrough. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak for the 4 or 5 minutes to you and all the other people on the team. It's truly an honor and a privilege. So when you were talking about raising the bar, folks, I just want to make 3 points in these 4 or 5 minutes. BAR stands for beliefs, actions, and results. So the first thing we're going to look at is your beliefs. Because your beliefs really determine everything. They determine what you do and don't do. They determine the actions you take. They determine how many phone calls you make, so on and so forth. And they also determine a few other things. So, like, when you think about beliefs, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in prepaid? Do you believe in your abilities? Do you believe in the product? Do you believe you can do what you've set out to do? The question is, if you don't believe in it, then you need to find out why. And the key thing for beliefs is this. It's not what you know about your life that runs it. It's what you don't know. It's the unconscious beliefs that run your life. And you can't do anything about the unconscious beliefs. So what I would suggest is find a coach. You don't have to pay for one. It could be a friend. It could be a parent. It could be your partner. And say, hey, you know what? I said I was going to be director by this date, and I haven't even picked up the phone call to make a phone call. Can you help me to find out what's going on? Maybe I have a fear of success. Maybe I have a fear of failure. You say, all right. And then you talk to your wife or you talk to your partner, you talk to whoever, whatever friend you've got, and say, help me out here. Help hold me accountable. So that's number one. Take a look at your belief systems because, again, your beliefs dictate everything. Number two, look at your actions. Literally, what are you doing on a daily basis? And I'm going to give you a very key question here. And I'll repeat it, so if some of you want to write it down or if it'll help stick in your memory this way. And here's the question. Is what I'm doing right now bringing me closer to or taking me further away from what I say I want? Is what I'm doing right now bringing me closer to or taking me further away? So if you want to reach director or executive director or manager, whatever level you want, and you're finding yourself not taking action, obviously it's bringing you further away. Well, then that goes back to your beliefs. What's your belief? Why aren't you picking up the phone? What's your belief about you, the company, etc.? And then after you've asked that question, I'm going to repeat it one more time. We'll go on to results. After you've asked the question, is what I'm doing right now bringing me closer to or taking me further away from what I'm committed to? Well, then, what are you committed to? And that's the results. You know, what results do you really want? Have you set the goals? Do you even know where you're going? You see, because if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. You got to know where you're going, and then that will determine the actions that you take. And, of course, what determines the actions? We're back at beliefs again. So if you want to make your prepaid legal business soar, if you want to make it easier, if you want to make it a whole heck of a lot more fun, well, then I suggest you look at your beliefs. And when you think about prospecting, instead of thinking about all the negatives, think about the positives. Think about how many lives you could change. Don't just think about how much money you could make. That's a part of it. But how much difference you could make. Because the bigger the difference you make, the more money you will make. They definitely go hand in hand. So then that will take you on a new path, which will make you make absolutely more money, take more action, and your results will be incredible. I recruited 25 people, about 23 people in my first month. I went director in a few weeks, and now I've broken directors, promoted 7 or 8 people, and it's been a joy. And there is no difference in me than you. I don't tell you any of that to impress you, but to impress upon you the fact that you can do it. You have to believe in yourself. You have to value yourself. You have to respect yourself. You have to honor and love yourself and live that way. Take 100% responsibility for those actions, and you will see the results. I promise you that. If you need any support, you can go to the 24hourchampion.com. You can send me an email. That's fine. And it's the number 24. It's the word, the number 24, the word hour, champion.com, and I'm happy to speak with you. Mr. Gambrell, that will wrap it up for me. Is there anything else you wanted to ask or mention?
No, that is awesome, Mr. Shanti. I was just going to share with the team, you know, really that I had mentioned, I had met Mr. Shanti many years ago, but because I was talking about the path of least resistance, that's why I made a call from him, is that we just visited today, and I said, you know, you have just grown with the team, did an amazing job, but it was really because of the Blast Off Network, which is really may not be a big focus right now. I think it is a great opportunity for the future and the path of least resistance and saving money, but anything to use, whether it's identity theft or the opportunity or blast off, you never know what that link is going to be. But, you know, talk about results. I just wanted to share a story because I saved this voicemail from Mr. Shanti. It really is surprising. He went to his first Super Saturday a few weeks ago, and he leaves me a message, and I think I was out of town. He said, Mr. Kimbrell, I just came out. I got out of Super Saturday a couple hours ago, and I've made 21 calls since then, prospecting calls. And I thought, and I kept that, and I go, you know what, I'm going to use that in the training someday. I don't know that I've ever had a leader or anybody on my team leave a Super Saturday after being in an event for 4 hours, and they go to the food and, you know, meeting after the meeting or whatever, and say they made 20 calls after being in a four-hour event. I've never heard anyone personally tell me that. And I said that what makes him a difference, because he's really living that bar and focus on the results and the activity and the beliefs. And so that just really impressed me, and it really goes back to what I was read a wisdom key last night. Focus creates blindness. And if you are focused on your goal, you are blind to the other distractions. Mr. Chris Hughes talked about, you know, on the leadership call last week, as leaders we have to help people get distracted by their distractions. Dr. Murdoch says the only reason people fail is broken focus. And whatever you're focused on, whether that's being a better spouse or father, prepaid legal, your job, whatever it may be, there's multiple things we can be focused on, but make it whatever your priority is. Focus on those things so you are blind to anything else that would take you away from those goals. It was just what Mr. Shanti was talking about. I appreciate him being on the call tonight. It's a blessing to have him on the team. Look forward to making an executive director here real soon. Mr. Moore, back to you.
All right, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, we appreciate you, your leadership, and appreciate you having Mr. Shanti on the call tonight. Awesome. We're proud of him and his accomplishments in the short time that he's been with Prepaid Legal. We appreciate Mr. Michael McCoy being on tonight. Some great information about identity theft, and one thing that we strive on our More Success team to make sure our people are as educated as possible out in the marketplace so that they can help and we can help them build their business. So with that, Mr. Ken Moore, I want to turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Randy, and thank you, Kyle. You always do a great job, and thank your guests for being on tonight. What great information. Of course, Mr. Michael McCoy did a good one. Randy, next Monday night, we'll have Mr. Mark Brown on our call. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say to you that get ready for April. It'll be the More Success Team Breakout. We have a national convention. I know it's kind of sounding off early, but I like to start thinking about things way ahead of time. But like I say right now, keep putting God first in your life, putting your family second, putting prepaid third, and God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.